Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to like certain shows or certain
just say certain shows, like, it's one of those things, it's up there, it's like, goes up there, then when they do that one thing, it's just like, just drop it a little bit. That's just one of those things that just like happened here. Like the pay-per-view overall, how would you rate it?
Solid 8.
Solid 8? That's a fair one. And why would that be a solid 8?
Well, the matches were pretty good. I think the
Ziggler
match got early because of him leaving. So that was bad.
Oh, yeah.
The matches were actually pretty solid. It would have got a higher mark if the ending of the main event had been a bit more thoughtful, so to speak.
Like, for people listening, like, explain what you mean by thoughtful.
It was weak. Given the pedigree to win, you know what I mean? Yeah, I understand they want to keep the title, but they need to do something. They could have done something different.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's see if we can. There we go. Results. So just give us a second here. So we can tell you about the pre-show. They end up giving us a bonus match with R-Truth versus Stardust. I guess that just came out of nowhere. So. Excuse me. R-Truth did win the match against Stardust. As for the rest of the matches, they did went the way I predicted, so
Dewey, I mean, you owe me a lot.
There's like no change in that, but of course the Ascension did won their match, and let's get to these other matches. Of course, Sheamus defeated Dolph Ziggler. The New Day defeated Tyson Kidd, Cesaro. And what did I miss on this one is, like, I didn't catch the first fall for New Day. That one I missed. I don't know how. But. It's just like I did not catch the second fall, so that's just kind of crazy. Sorry, we're gonna take a little break. Kind of yarning, trying to wake myself a little bit, and we will be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver pull away. Locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, you're still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat watching his case. She changed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name. Love who was lame and she smiled. She smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up.
Ah!
And we're back. And I'm still going to be puzzled, but I'm probably going to end up watching this match, like, over and over and, like, see where the second fall come from. So, guys, let me know. Get a hold of me on Facebook and let me know how the second out of the third fall had finished. So, I saw the first one, and, of course, I saw the one where Xavier Woods had the unrolling pin, but I just did not see that second fall, just to let y'all know. So, just kind of lost all that one, so let me know something. Bray Wyatt did defeat Ryback. It was a decent match. John Cena defeated Rusev in a quick match. And it's kind of like how we predicted that Lana would be the one that would, like, quit for him, although he probably wasn't saying it, but she, you know, said it for him. Tag match with the Divas. Naomi and Tamina defeated the Bella Twins. Went the way I predicted, and it was just, Bray was just taking, like, hits after hits after hits. It was just like, wow. Wait a minute. This is the only match I didn't. Wait. I think I did, but I just think Neville defeated King Barrett by. I just didn't expect it to be a count out. So, and just for one, seems like this feud ain't going to be over with. The main event was an awesome main event. Seth Rollins defeated Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns. Just the way it kind of predicted. And just like, really. But it was just like, it was a good match, and, you know, I had to end it with a pedigree, and then thought what he would have done, like that move he did earlier on. I think it was like an inverted DDT or whatnot. Just surprised he didn't do that.
He could have pulled a better move.
Mm-hmm. Although they didn't want him to do the curve stomp for some reason, but oh yeah, because concussion. Excuse me, because they worry about other wrestlers getting concussions. So it is about safety. So I guess it's just one of those matches. It was good in the beginning, good in the middle, but just like the ending just ruined it. Like she said, Hazel had gave it a solid 8.
I would say it's been one of the better pay-per-views I've seen in a while.
Let's see. I'm trying to give it like a fair rating. Yeah, this is going to be a hard one. You know what? I'm just going to give my rating for y'all tomorrow, because this is still debatable. Just because the finish and all the other matches and stuff, I got to take that into account. So I'm going to give my grading on tomorrow's show. So what would have to be your favorite match out of the Yeah, I do have to agree that the main event was a good match. But also they mentioned that the Intercontinental Championship will be defended in a Elimination Chamber in 2 weeks. The tag team titles will be defended in a Elimination Chamber. I know there's more matches that probably will be decided in chamber matches, but I'm just wondering how is this going to play out. Like, who's going to be the one that's going to win the IC title, or if they retain the tag title. So this will be interesting to see. I think I got some ideas on who I think is going to win, be in that Elimination Chamber for the tag title. So got a few ideas, but we'll just talk about that tomorrow as well. I think that was funny because Cecile somewhat reuniting at the moment, and I guess Seth was thought they was like all in, but it didn't seem that way. So join us tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Central. We're going to talk about other wrestling, and we're going to talk about an injury update on a local wrestler, and the injury is just kind of nasty. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Plus, like, other wrestling and stuff we're going to talk about going on around the city, around the state, and around the world, and all that good stuff. So, oh, yeah. We will have some news about Wrestling Fans Speak Out. We will share that tomorrow as well. And, and also, just regular news around the world. Don't forget to look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on, look for us on YouTube, subscribe to our videos. You can follow us on Facebook as well, or follow us individually. And also follow us on Twitter as well. So we're just going to get out of here, and hopefully y'all listen to the show tomorrow. But until then, have a good night, and listen to us tomorrow evening. 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everyone.